Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to a special collaboration podcast between Anavision and Metanorn for the harem draft that you already know about because you looked at the show notes on Metanorn or Anavision, whatever. I'm J-Ro. I'm the Double Dipper, as I'm a part of both podcasts. From Anavision, Steve is here.
So,
and from Metanorn, we have Min.
Hey.
Highway.
Hello.
Smiley.
Hey.
And Skyline.
Hello.
We feel outnumbered.
Yeah. Yeah, it's technically 5-1 or 4.5-1.
It's hardly
one
a.
Half to one and a half.
Yeah. It's hardly a collaboration, more of me guesting.
It's a shame the other Anavision guys couldn't be here, but they're missing out on some good fun, I say. So before we get to the anime harem fantasy draft, I want to go over some anime news real quick. Gundam Build Fighters, we saw the announcement about a couple weeks or a month ago. It's confirmed that it's going to be Gundam Build Fighters 2, and it'll be airing in the fall, so always count on Gundam being a 50-episode series, even if, you know, one season is just 25 episodes. They were actually saying about the Reconquista in G series that that'll be 25 episodes, and I'm thinking at some point it'll be 50. Sankureya, the manga, is expected to end by November. There was the first season of the show that aired sometime in 2013, I think. So one can hold out hope that the end of the manga means another anime season that hopefully can finish out the story in anime form. Yamada-kun and the Seven Witches manga is going to be getting an anime OAD. We had seen some kind of trailer or something for it a while back, and while it doesn't sound like it's going to be a TV series, it's good to see that. I've read about 20 or so chapters of the manga.
Yeah, that's where I am. It's all right.
And Data Live is getting an anime movie, which means it's more popular than I would have ever thought.
Second season's been kind of meh.
Well, it'll probably be the whole story again in a movie. Mm. That's how those movies usually go. Oh,
like a compilation.
Oh. Recap.
Yeah.
Oh, those suck. That sounds entertaining.
Yeah, they suck.
All right, and that's been the news. Not much going on in anime this week. It is now time for the anime harem fantasy draft. So what we're going to be doing for five rounds, we each get to pick five girls. We will be drafting our own harem, and all of us are going to be drafting. We have some team names. I want to sort of set the ground rules first. The girls that are selected, they must be from a harem or in a part of a harem. So we can't just pick any girl from any series. It has to be, they have to be a part of a harem, so that kind of limits the amount of excuses not applying to anime, but it limits the pool of talent to a specific subset. Another rule is that each of us, we can only select one girl per series, so you can't have Senjo Gahara and Hanakawa on your team, or Senna and Yozura on your team. Once you pick a girl from Monogatari, that's the only girl you can pick from there. And we're going to be doing the snake draft format, which is very popular in fantasy sports and drafts, meaning that in rounds 1, 3, and 5, the draft order will go from 1 to 6, and in rounds 2 and 4, the draft order will go from 6 to 1. Now, the draft order goes like this. Min drafts first, I draft second, Skyline drafts third, Smiley fourth, Steve fifth, and Highway sixth. So, Min, you have the very first pick. Who are you going with?
Wow.
Team
number
name.
Overall.
Team names.
Oh, yes, team names. I'm sorry. We do have team names. It's always the fun of fantasy sports to make up a team name and for harems. Mine is the Healthy Girls Club. Go big or go home. Min, how about you?
Mine's the Harem Master. That's with an at symbol.
Mm-hmm. Highway, you thought about yours for a while.
I did, and the name I ended up with was Highway Stars.
Smiling?
Mine is The Unforgettables. As you know, a lot of harems are forgettable. These are the girls that you don't forget about.
All right. I like that. Skyline?
Kill La Loli.
And of course, the because I is lowercase.
Reasons. Exactly. And the second L is also lowercase in Kill.
And Steve, how about your name?
Mine's The Absolute Territory, or Zetai Ryoki, if you like the Japanese version. It's the space between the sock and the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people a lot of people who saw the Smash Bros. Trailer with Palutena.
Yeah.
The Zetai Ryuiki there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Min, you have the number one overall selection.
All right. So, wow. Yeah, number one. It's going to be my favorite blonde vampire from one of my favorite harem shows of all time. Although the show itself isn't on harem, I'd say. But it is Arcade Brunstead from Tsukihime. So Tsukihime is, I mean, it's not really that well known now, I guess, because Type Moon's doing Fate stuff. But anyway, yeah, she's a blonde vampire who I just love her because she's, you know, full of energy, very happy when, you know, at least when she's happy. And also, she's kind of a badass.
When you said blonde vampire, I thought you were going for Bakemonogatari.
Yeah, that's
I think that's
Skyline.
What he was going for.
This is Skyline.
He's totally leading him on.
There's hope. Unless I take her. And that's... No, I'm not going to take her. I'm so conflicted because there's two girls from one series that I really want, and the rule limits me, forces me to take that one. So, from High School DxD, I'm going to take the president, Rios Gremory. Fits in the healthy category, beautiful, strong, just super hot. So, I'll take Rios Gremory from High School DxD. All right, Sky, should we just automatically go to Smiley, knowing who you're taking?
Yeah, I think you should automatically go to Smiley, knowing who I'm taking. It is Shinobu Oshino from Bakemonogatari. Number one in every single list you could possibly conceive.
I didn't expect that.
Smiley the Fool. Didn't you?
Totally unexpected.
Yeah, I came out of here.
Favorite overall character for you?
Shinobu?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like period. Okay.
Period. Full stop.
Alright.
Move to Smiley. I think we can call round one the best girl round.
I guess. I actually hadn't ordered my list in terms of, I guess, favoritism, and rather I had it alphabetical, because that's how I do. Anyway, so the first on my list is it's going to be Akiko from Oni-Ai. And that's because of her overwhelming love for her brother, which some find disturbing, and also her laugh. I mean, her laugh, that it's that gu-he-he laugh, is just genius. And that's coming from, you know, the first time for a voice actress, too. That was her first role in that.
Yeah, she was fantastic. You know,
wonderful role. Slightly questionable show, but again, that's my first pick.
I'm screaming externally.
Steve, the absolute territory up with their next pick. First pick.
All right. I'm going to go with Sayako Bushijima from High School of the Dead. I knew that was going to be a big, quick one for you. So I'm picking a little bit based on strategy, thinking of who people might take. So,
yeah, there's. I'm worried about Highway having back-to-back picks here because there's a character specifically that I'm aiming for. I'm worried that he'll take. Highway, you have the last pick of the first round and then the first pick of round two.
Well, you all, your J-Ro's pick was one of the two he was going between. I was hoping he would pick one and he did. So my first pick is Akeno Himijima from High School DxD. Just because Rias is a little bit farther down my list, so I was happy to hear have you do that.
You have a thing for shrine maidens. That's what you're trying to say.
just Akeno.
So if I would have taken him next. Akeno, you would have taken Rios?
Maybe later.
All
right. She's down a little bit.
All right. Because Nozumi from Love Live is also a Shrine Maiden.
Yeah, but she's not eligible for this.
It's not a harem.
Yeah, Love Live is not a harem. But for the first pick in the second round, I will go with Skumi from Sekirei.
Son of a bitch.
I think we could have all seen that one coming.
The first spoiler is the most bitter.
Oh. All right, so back to Steve.
I'm going to go with the undisputed best girl from Bakemonogatari, and that's Tsubasa Hanakawa.
Oh.
There's one off my list.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah, back to Smiley and the Unforgettables.
My next pick is Takao Bucho. We never know her first name from Defrag. And that's because she totally got off that zipper headshot in Defrag, which is hilarious. Never forget that one.
Yes.
All right, Skyline.
Renmon Yamano from Anunatsu. Because
she was this the Men in Black girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she was.
The best character because in that series.
Exactly, because if you're going to have a harem like that, you have to have a really good ringleader.
I was bummed about Tsukuyomi being taken because I wanted a blonde girl and I wanted a tsundere, and she fit both categories. So I'm gonna do I go blonde now or do I wait? I'm gonna go blonde, and I will go with Erica Blandelli from Campione.
No. Why would you do that? I only have 5 on my list.
I'm forcing him to strategize now. But
there is no strategy. I'm just going to have to pick random girls.
making him do a little more research or something.
Okay, where's the hentai list?
Think a little bit more. Okay. Yeah, that's a whole different draft.
Just borrow from Jero. He has 30.
Yeah, I got a lot of names here. But she was the best character in the show, and her character design was very attractive. And I think without her, I probably dropped the show midway through episode 1, let alone complete it, which I did.
I should add that you should never forget about that kiss.
Yeah, that very aggressive rape-like kiss. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the plot there. Min, you have the last round 2 pick and first of round 3.
So I'll pick Harui Suzumiya from Harui Suzumiya. And
I knew someone was gonna take her.
She is, you know, a god, literally. So I really like her. Again, she's very energetic, a lot like Arcwade, and but she kinda makes crazy things happen. And next I'll pick Lucy from Elfenlied. Yeah, that's I really liked her story in that show, and she's great character design, great love her hair, and just, yeah.
I'm gonna double dip with the blonde girls, and from Hog and I, I'm gonna go with Meat Senna Wazaki. Just a dynamite body, likes playing visual novel games or whatever. I wouldn't let her near my sister because it's kind of crazy. but I'll go with Senna. So we go to Skyline now.
On the third pick, I'm getting Mao Amutsuka from GJ Boom.
Why?
Because she bites.
He likes being bit.
she bites.
Could be a problem.
Need I say more? Yes, huh? I foresee no problems, only solutions.
Okay.
All right, we go to Smiley now with your third pick.
Okay, let's see. Well, I could strategize or screw it again. Anyway, I'm going to go with Chizuru from Kanakon. And I'd say she's unforgettable because of that Nyotai Nagashi Somen scene where they have the Somen, you know, going down her body. And you really cannot forget about that.
It is unforgettable.
All right, to Steve for his third selection.
I was actually going to pick someone else, but Jerry started talking about blonde girls and got me thinking. I'm going to take Yuki Yoshida from Is This a Zombie?
All right.
Yes.
Waifu material right there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in a fantasy draft when somebody picks a defense and then people go like, oh, it's time for defense.
Yeah.
For kickers in the last rounds. Highway.
All right. Back to Highway for double picks. I'm going to go with the good character design in a not-so-great show again with Lisara Restall from Dakura Boku H. She just had a stellar character design throughout the whole series. And just that she was the reason that I ended up watching that show the whole way. Mm-hmm. Not that I was blogging it, because it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it started off okay.
Yeah.
And then something about the other world stuff just didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. And the same monster every time didn't work either.
Nope.
Yeah.
And let's see, for fourth round, I will pick Toka Yatagami from Data Live, which is not a surprise to anyone.
Like your voice actors or voice actresses.
Yes.
Who is that?
Marina something.
Yeah, Marina
Inoue. Oh, Inoue?
Nice. Yeah, so that's two characters by Marina Inoue I've picked.
Nothing wrong with good. That at all.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so with that pick in, we go back to Steve and the Absolute Territory.
Because I like crazy horny girls, I think I'm gonna go with Rika from Haganai.
Nice pick.
It's a good one. Yeah.
You won't have any problems getting some from her.
Her roots very short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. If Fosh were here, she would have been gone long before.
Yeah.
That's his loss.
Oh yeah.
My game.
That's his lady. But now she's Steve's. Smiley, back to you with the next pick.
Okay. I'm still going to avoid the spirit that I just thought up on the spot and go with one that I had on my list. And that's Momo from Majikoi, if anyone even remembers that show. And she's memorable because of the mushroom candy scene where it was pretty obvious what they were doing there until the very end.
Wait, which one's Tamomo?
Momoko is the
old Momoko. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was pretty good until the very end where they kind of, bit off the end of the mushroom candy. But I'm sure that Skyline will be into that since he is kind of fighting.
I'm lost on this mushroom candy thing. Can you explain it further?
No, we cannot explain it further.
Not on this podcast.
There is mushroom candy. You must.
No fun. I hate you. I'm packing up and leaving. See, folks. I tried. I tried to help you all out and be entertaining, but no one's playing.
Skyline, your fourth pick.
Fourth pick, Ruby Gokuo, aka Kuroneko from Oreima. Her breakup with him was epic, and I wish she would have slapped him a couple of times and kicked him. She's badass. I like her.
That she broke up. The show hasn't ended yet.
The show ended right there.
Okay, you could put it that way, or we could pretend that none of it ever happened.
I liked some of that show, but I hated most of it. Mostly, Kuroneko's parts I liked best. So, hey, you go with it.
Before I go on, would you guys be okay with just adding a couple rounds to this?
I would.
Yeah, I could go another two.
You're telling me to take two more, random girls. Fine.
I was trying to debate who to pick from round five, and so this makes it easier for me.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of girls to pick, so.
Yeah,
So a couple more is good.
Yeah, after round five, it's going to be on the spot for me.
it gets a bit dicey because at some point I'm going to run out of legal lilies and it will be incredibly uncomfortable.
Skyline starts getting uncomfortable.
Hey, it can happen. Everyone has standards.
All right. All right, so we're back to me with the fourth pick for the Healthy Girls Club. I gotta pick girls that fit in the very healthy category, and the Tsubasa one was taken. I can't think of any girls that would be similar in that respect. But anyway, I will move on to... I'm gonna take Oda Rika from Listen to Me Girls, I Am Your Father.
Very healthy indeed.
Yeah. But
and with that crazy Yui Hari voice that she has going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that about her too. And she's an airhead, but you know, she's great with the kids, and she could be good mom material once Sora decides that I'm moving on from Yuta. But yeah, Oda Rika. Min.
Alright,
for 4 and 5.
Alright, so for my next pick, I'll go with Jibril from the currently airing No Game No Life. She's I just love how Yukari Tamura plays her, and she's got a fetish for knowledge, which is pretty hot. And she also, you know, she's also got these magical powers, so that's cool. And
Jibril, for people that are watching Kawaii, so she's kind of like a... Jibril's kind of like a more fun version of Ritsu. With the books and stuff. But your round five pick?
Yeah, for my next pick...
That's capable of slaying gods.
Right. my next pick is Yozora from Haganai. She's, of course, another Marine Nainoue character. I love just how abusive she is to Senna. Like, she just flips out her fly swatter, you know, every once in a while. I just love how sharp she is. So, yeah.
All right. Back to me. For some reason, I'm fixated on the blonde girls again.
We know Jero's type.
Strike zone.
Oh man, it gets a little tougher here. I'm thinking like there's some girls that I can wait on for later rounds, hopefully. But you know, I will go with another purple-haired girl, and I will take Senjo Gahara Hitagi.
Wow.
I'm surprised she lasted till round five.
Yeah, round five pick.
Exactly.
That's a steal. All right, so Skyline with the round five pick.
Skyline?
I'm picking Anne Eldant III, Peltraka from Outbreak Company.
That's good.
She ruled a nation, for crying out loud, and she made a film. She made a film in the fantasy world that was... a film I'd like to see, because it would be awesome.
But it was sealed away, so you'll never see it.
That's why.
Where there's a will, there's a way, sir.
Okay.
All right, Smiley.
Well, my standards are dropping off very fast here, so... I'm going to go with my first, on-the-spot pick, which, surprising for me, is going to be Masuzu from Orochimaru, because I didn't actually like her when the show was airing. But she's memorable because she's the only horror member that I know of who makes JoJo references. And again, my standards are dropping because I don't even like JoJo. At which point I'm going to be bludgeoned by the legion of fans out there who absolutely love JoJo, but that's my stance on it.
I'm on your side.
By round seven, Smiley's going to be picking from Shuffle.
I won't get that low.
To Steve now for round five.
All right. Well, this was going to be much harder, but now that we have more rounds, I think I'm going to go with another waifu character. Where's my list? Okay. Yamako from School Rumble.
Oh. Emoto.
Yes, I have to have a Emoto character. Although I think... Yeah, I don't have one yet.
Certainly better than the sister that Kenji likes.
Yeah, I don't get that one. She's obviously the best girl.
Highway.
All right. This is like Steve. I was kind of like, well, what do I pick for the last person here? But with a couple more rounds, it feels like I can include more people. So for round five, I will pick Edis from Asobi ni Ikuyo, because who doesn't like super smart cat girls from outer space? I certainly would.
She's a cutie.
Yeah. Plus, she has one of the best voice actresses around.
Mm-hmm. And for round six, this is kind of off the wall pick, but I really love Hoshizora i Kakeru Hashi. And my favorite character from there is Hina Sakai. Tall, quiet, very nice looking.
All right. We go back to Steve now for six.
All right. Since I picked the little sister character, I got to pick an older woman next. I'm going to pick someone, although she's from a harem, she's not technically a part of the harem, but hey. I'm going to pick Nikaido Sensei from The World God Only Knows, because I like me some teacher.
Teacher.
Wait, is she the wrestling one?
She's no, the she's Van Halen.
She's the badass teacher.
Yeah, she's the teacher.
Well, if you read the manga, there's a lot more about her, but I won't spoil it.
Yeah, I know there is some stuff coming up, but I like her as she is now, even though I don't know much.
Smiley.
Well, okay. So I guess my next pick is possibly a little less known. It's going to be Dokuro-chan from Bokusatsu Tenshi Dokuro-chan. And she is memorable because she carries a spiked bat around that she calls Excalibur, clearly a play on Excalibur. And she absolutely demolishes the guy with it. And then she resurrects him with a spell that goes, beepy-roopy. That's exactly how it goes. And, yeah.
only cuter when she does it.
Yes, yes. This doesn't sound like a lonely college student.
Oh, I didn't mean to go that far.
All right, Skyline, round six.
Shocking truth. Can you guess it? Shocking truth.
Eyebrows?
Yes, she has eyebrows. Most people do. Unless, yes, it is. Chaiko Trabant. Yes,
Chaiko. Is that a harem?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Her sister is the same guy. Like, if harem's going after him, that's pretty much harem territory right there.
Mm. Technically, the other Chaiko also likes him, so. Yeah,
Chaiko, dragon sister.
Yeah. Well, the sister just wants to stuff him, so I don't know if that's so much like
I think that it's just she'd take the stuffing if she didn't get the rest.
Fair enough.
You know, three or more girls like him, so I think that kind of counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll allow it. All right, Chaiko. Yeah. Has there been... Is that the first girl that's been taken from a show that's current... Oh, no. No Game, No Life.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we go back to me now for...
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I picked her when you extended round six and seven. I said, I better get someone current.
So I'm going to take my choice for best girl from Nisei Koi, and I'm going to go with... because all of the girls... she doesn't fit the healthy. I can't take her.
Well, now we know who he was.
We can make excuses for you. We can make excuses for you.
I think she's healthy enough.
No, absolutely. Why? I'm completely forgetting plot points. I'm going with Tsugumi, also known as Black Tiger from Nisei Koi. I do enjoy her chapters in the manga. They're never consequential to the overall story. It's kind of the same thing, but they're just kind of fun chapters that the mangaka does, and I like her character overall. And
I think she's actually the bustiest girl of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they were poking her boobs on the beach that one episode. Yeah, so I'm going with Sugumi there. All right, so we go for Min for your final two picks.
All right. So I guess I'll go with Karen Araragi from Monogatari. She's cute. I really do like her character design and her costume too. And she's also kind of a badass when it comes to running and martial arts and all that other stuff.
She also keeps her teeth very clean.
Yeah, I hear that. Also, I'll pick another kind of martial arts girl, which is Mutsumi Mitsuba from Seitoka Yakuin Domo. She is the judo captain, and she's voiced by Chiaki Omigawa, who is one of my favorite voice actresses.
And her dream is to be a wife.
Yeah, and she's really really passionate about judo. She trains all the time, and she's just really happy into life.
All right, and for my last pick, I was looking around at the hair colors that I have. I wanted to make sure, like I have a red, I have two blondes and two purples, so I want to make sure I get something different here from what I've had before. I'm gonna go with Tokugawa Sen from Hyakka Roran Samurai Girls as who I thought was best girl in the series, and she kind of fills a tsundere vibe a little bit that I don't really think I have. I think Sugumi's kind of that way. Skyline, your last pick.
My last pick is going to be Kobato Hasegawa from Haganai. So I can have two Hanakawa voices on there. And Highway, can you please... J-Ro, can you please keep your draft pick away from my draft pick? Thanks.
I'll do what I can. If she's not... she won't be getting out of bed in my harem. Smiley, for your final pick.
Okay. My final pick, I guess, is going to be... Akane Mahogasawa from Gaorare or Flags, as I like to call it. And I guess I'll pick her because of her unbreakable love. You break her love flag, it'll stand back right back up. So that's, I guess, somewhat unforgettable. Standards lowering quickly.
she's insistent.
All right, Steve.
I feel like I should throw a curveball. So I'm gonna pick Ranma-chan from Ranma 1/2. And for those who don't know, Ranma-chan is the female version specifically, so
alright.
Natsuru from Kampfer was on my short list.
So you were gonna pick her, like the female Natsuru?
Yeah.
I guess that works.
And for Mrs. Irrelevant, the final pick.
I think it's Miss. I don't think it's Mrs.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got this whole list, and I have to pick from this list, and my rankings are just going out the window as I'm like, who do I pick? I will go with Setsuna Ogiso from White Album 2.
Not bad. You picked the right girl.
I think I picked the right girl.
I would have went the other way. If you were even on my
He list. Picked the right girl.
Now we know where we stand.
All right, and that has been the Metanorn and Anavision's 2014 Anime Harem Fantasy Draft.
Wait, do you want to like go over the teams or like repeat them?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, we can go by... let's go by order of who went in the first round. So, Min, how about you recap your team?
Okay, so in order of pick, it's Arquette Brunstad from Tsukime. Haruhi Suzumiya from The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, Lucy from Elfin Lied, Jibril from No Game No Life, Yozora from Haganai, Karen from Monogatari, and Mutsumi from Seitokuwa Yakuindomo.
For my team, the Healthy Girls Club, I went with Rias Gremory from High School DxD, Erica Blandelli from Campione, Sena Kashiwazaki Mi from Haganai, Oda Raika from Papakiki, Senjo Gahara Hitagi from Monogatari, Sugumi from Nisei Koi, and Tokugawa Sen from Samurai Girls. Skyline, recap your team.
Kill La Loli consists of Shinobu Oshino from the Monogatari franchise, Remen Yamano from Anunatsu, Mao Amutsuka from GJ Boo, Kuroneko from Oreima, Teltraka from Outbreak Company, Chaika Trabant from Hitsugino Chaika, and then at round 7, Kobato Hasegawa from Haganai.
All right. Smiley, your team.
My team, the Unforgettables, plus two more who are slightly forgettable, consist of Akiko from Oni-Ai, Takao Bucho from D-Frag, Chizuru from Kanakan, Momoko from Majikoi, the first forgettable girl is Masuzu from Horishira, and then there's Dokuro-chan from Dokuro-chan, who's actually not forgettable, but that show is not very well known. And then the last forgettable girl on my unforgettable team is Akane from Kawarare.
They're substitutions.
Yeah, she's coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Steve.
All right, so my first pick was Sayaka from High School of the Dead. Second pick was Hanakawa from Bakemonogatari. Third pick was Yuki from Is This a Zombie? Fourth pick was Rika from Haganai. Fifth pick was Yakumo from School Rumble. Sixth pick was Nikaido Sensei from The World God Only Knows. And my last pick was Ranma-chan from Ranma One Half.
And the highway stars.
The highway stars. Well, the first thing I want to say, a couple things that I learned. One is that I would trade teams with J-Ro and have no problems at all. And the other is that...
So make it a challenge and trade teams with me, dude.
There was never any chance that Min was going to pick any of the girls I was going to pick. But my team is Akeno Himijima from High School DxD. Skyumi from Sekirei, Lisara Restall from Dakara Boku H, Toka Yaragami from Data Live, Edis from Asobi ni Ikuyo, Hina Sakai from Hoshizori Kakaru Hashi, and Setsuna Ugiso from White Album 2.
I was looking it over. Only one person picked someone from my list.
Who's that?
That was Haruhi.
I had J-Ro pick two people from my list.
Yeah, I had J-Ro pick one person from my list. The problem is my list consisted of 5 people, and then there were 7 rounds.
Pretty good. You know, I narrowly escaped one. Thank you, Min.
We could hear Skyline's heart attack with that first pick.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to register a Yahoo League. And we'll see how many passing yards Senjo Gahara can throw for, how many rushing touchdowns Shinobu can run.
Are there trades?
You know, boy, I want to trade for Tsukiyomi.
A few of you picked some I would be interested in, but I can't imagine anyone in the rest of you would want a lowly.
I don't want a lolly.
Yeah, I don't.
Depends on the lolly.
Yeah. I was thinking about picking.
Nova's a good pick, you know.
I was thinking about picking a lolly to round off my team, but I just couldn't figure one out.
I'm not interested.
I almost had Ekaterina from Quasar in there, but I thought that would just blow it out.
There aren't really many lollies that qualify as a healthy girl.
Have you watched Aiken? Is that what it's called?
I've seen pictures of that. It's like ridiculous.
What's it called?
It's called Aiken. I'm gonna link it on our chat here.
If working counted, you could have had a lolly from there.
Oh yeah. Well,
it didn't count.
She didn't get a lolly though. Yeah. She's just a short girl.
Kind of short, but
healthy.
She's got a lot.
She's definitely healthy.
Yeah.
I would have picked Yamada anyway.
Mm. Yeah, I guess she is. She's just a young girl, but yeah, sure.
At my list of course, I had over 30 girls, so I still had a lot available. I had some girls from shows that I hadn't even watched, like Oni-Eye and Wakia Romance with Cecilia.
She was on my list too, J-Ro.
Yeah.
J-Ro's picking off my list. Mm.
Yeah. And even though I'm not that high on Infinite Stratos anymore, I thought about picking Cecilia as like an honorary 7th pick.
I had Hoki. Hoki was one of the ones I was considering for that last pick.
Well, I mean, Infinite Stratos is definitely the harem show, I would say, of more recent times. Unfortunately, it's also the forgettable harem show of recent times. Mm-hmm. So I considered them briefly and decided not to pick any of them.
It's almost unforgettable in a bad way.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's so cookie cutter harem.
I mean, the only one I personally like, I do like Hoki, but like the only one who's most unforgettable is the Hanakana character Char, because she dressed like a poodle and had a cookie in her cleavage. That's about it. That's kind of disappointing.
All right, so I hadn't mentioned this at all to the guys, but I think something we could do is put our teams in a poll on Metanorn and have people vote on who they think the best team is, and then we kind of figure out that way. Now, of course, people are going to vote with their bias in, you know, I like, you know, these girls, therefore I vote for that guy. But
I feel like if you're going to do that much... Poll,
right? Yeah, that is...
If you're going to go that far, we should do it in teams. If you're willing to spend that much time. Basically, pair off two people and then take the winner. So two people fight and keep going until you get to the winner.
Have like a head-to-head leagues.
Yeah. I mean, these are a draft.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing that Foss dropped out.
Yeah, I know. Even numbers.
Oh, yeah. Somebody would have had to have a bye week or something.
Well, someone still has to have a bye week, though, because we have six
people. No, we don't. Six people, that's... Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Because once somebody...
So you need to do like a round robin and see...
Well, what you do...
call it a rotisserie league where...
What you do is you...
take the teams. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I would say what you do is you can do like some sort of runoff with like the three losers for round three or round two. Mm-hmm. Mm. You just then do two.
Oh, into the loser bracket.
Yeah.
I see.
That's a lot of work, though. I don't think Jerry was willing to do
this. This turned into more posts than I thought it would be. I do like the concept, actually. Like, the World Cup is going on right now, and I saw somebody post, like, an anime version of World Cup where it was, like, Full Metal Alchemist versus Naruto or something, and they're just kind of having fun with it.
I think I've seen that one.
Any thoughts on your team? Do we actually want to make any trades?
Nope. It was my
turn. Yeah. Yeah, because you picked Tsukiyomi so high. Well-crafted machine. All right, so that has been the Anime Harem Draft, and thus the collab between Anavision and Metanorn. Thank you so much for listening. It was a joy to have you listen to us talk about harem girls and pick harem girls and stuff. And I kind of hope that the girls on Metanorn listen to this and hope that, you know, we can do that with reverse harems, a reverse harem draft.
Nah, I'm just going to do yaoi stuff.
Yeah, I was about to say. There's not very many good reverse harems.
Yeah. I'm sure Inaga would feel differently.
Yeah. We could do one about amnesia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. Or diabolic lovers.
The worst of just all anime.
I think so,
it's down at the bottom there. But anyway, as for stuff on Metanorn and Anavision, E3 coverage on Anavision, Steve and I, along with Amuro and XCOM, did an E3 podcast with some thoughts on the conferences. And then on Metanorn, myself and Overcool did a written post with our top five stuff from there. Both sites are working on summer 2014 anime previews. We're actually really close to the end of spring, so I think at some point both podcasts are going to be talking about the end of season and their favorites and stuff, and, you know, make fun of Sword Art Online before it debuts.
We'll make sure to do that.
Anything else, you guys? Other shout-outs, other mentions?
Nope, none for me.
All right, very well. So, for Steve, for Min, for Highway, for Smiley in Skyline, I'm Jero, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you.